I love it. The future of the church. In the name of the one holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Doesn't want to go. Don't take me away. My scripture this morning that I chose as my title is Pay Caesar What Is Due to Caesar and Pay to God What Is Due to God. That's Matthew 12, 21 and 22. There were two very diverse groups of people in Israel at the time of Jesus. Contrary views concerning Caesar, the Herodians and the Pharisees. Now you're going to think, well, he's forgetting about the Sadducees. But the Sadducees were the priests. They ran the temple and they did their thing. But the Herodians were neither a sect nor a religious school. They were a political party. And they pretended to be friends of Caesar and Rome and the Roman authority. They favored the house of Herod as the occupant of the Jewish throne, and they met, which made them friends of pagan Rome and of Caesar. And the other party, of course, was the Pharisees, who were at the peak of their power. They had risen to great power in Israel. They were Puritans concerning the law and the Jewish tradition, and they refused to acknowledge the authority of Rome. So you have these two opposing groups coming together, no less. The Herodians could not come before Jesus without arousing some sort of suspicion of their motives. Nor did the Pharisees come to him in person. Chickens. Both parties sent some of their young scholars as though they were seeking information, pulling a ruse. They came to give the impression that an argument had arisen between them. They decided to settle the argument by coming to Jesus, referring to him as a great scholar. Now, Jesus was teaching in the temple. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with how the temple is set up. But you have the court of the Gentiles, the court of the women, the court of the men, and then the area where they did the sacrifices and the Holy of Holies. In the area of the court of the Gentiles is where the rabbis used to teach. And they would have their students sitting around them. And this is where Jesus was. So he's not that far from the Holy of Holies. So they came to him with flattering marks, hoping to win him over. They can just hear it dripping. Master, you are an honest man. We know. You teach in all honesty the way of life that God requires. Then came the trick question. And a real trick question it was. Give us then your ruling. Are we to pay, are we not to be permitted to pay the taxes to the Roman emperor? Which of us is right? We, the Pharisees who resent it, or the Herodians who justify it? They expected Jesus to side with one or the other. If he said no, the Herodians would deliver him up to the Roman authorities for conspiring to incite revolution. If he said yes, it is lawful, the Pharisees would turn the people against him as a sympathizer of Roman authority. If he refused to pay, he was a rebel. If he agreed to pay, he was an enemy of the people. In common language, he was damned if he did or if he damned if he didn't. It didn't make much difference. Well, Jesus saw right through their ploy and in exasperation replied, "You hypocrites. You hypocrites, why do you try to test me? Show me the coin with the tax is to be paid." So they produced a coin and gave it to him. And on one side was stamped the image of the emperor, Tiberius Caesar. On the other side was stamped these words, Pontifex Maximus. Roughly translated, this means the majestic son of the majestic God. These are adulterous words, painful images to a conquered people. They have no place in the temple precincts. It's an idol. You're not allowed to have, this is why they had the money changers, was to change these denarii into Jewish money that didn't have an image of somebody on it. It's illegal to have this coin in the temple area. Jesus doesn't care. If the coin is Caesar's, give it to Caesar. Give to Caesar what bears the image of Caesar, Jesus said, but give to God that which bears the image of God. And then there's the question that no one asked. If Caesar's image is on the coin, where do we find God's image? Where do we find God's image? What belongs to God is all his creation. The plants, the animals of the earth, the stars in the sky, the sea and everything in it, and of course his people. All of us. As the stars shine and the moon glows, as the birds sing and the trees bloom, they give glory to God. How much more should we, who are the crown of God's creation, give him glory and honor? We repay to God what belongs to God by worshiping him, by following his commandments, and by reaching out to care for his loved ones. We belong to God, not to Caesar. And no matter what Caesar does, it's not possible for him to take away our value. How do we give this God image? It does not come as a church. Not as pieces of silver and gold or paper money. Not all kinds of prayers. Not the Lord's Prayer or the sign of the cross. All that is good and can be helpful, but we need to give God human life. That's the tax that we must pay, to give God human life. As long as there are starving children and refugees, sick people, poor people with no means of education, rumors of war, and those suffering from natural disasters, we cannot rest. A couple of weeks ago, our confirmation class met in retreat out at Camp Inaba with Koshi and myself and Michelle. I forget who else was there.
Lisa
Scott, I'm sorry. Lisa was sitting here this morning. And we challenged them, as we do every year when we do a confirmation class, to come up with a project of something that they can do outside the church. They debated about it after seeing the film on Romero and seeing the film on Amazing Grace. They debated about it, and they came up with a wonderful idea. They're taking over the Advent tree this year. The Advent bush, which usually stands here in front of the lectern with the tags hanging on it for things that we need. We've helped a lot of places in Phoenixville over the last number of years. I can remember quite a few. The Code Blue Shelter, St. Mary's Shelter, Good Samaritan Shelter, Mom's House, the clinic. This year they decided that they're going to collect items and money for the territory of Puerto Rico. I give these kids credit. They came up with a decision, not us. So when you see the tree standing there, grab the tags off, get what's on them, and bring it back. And we'll be working through probably Church World Services to get all of that stuff, which is practically nothing to us, but means a whole lot to the people in Puerto Rico who literally had everything blown away by the wind or washed away by the water. We need to render to God what He wants us to render to Him. We need to render to God the Godhead in every person that we meet or that we would like to meet. And help to bring a fully developed life to all. My beloved, that tax, if you want to call it that, has not been paid.